All right, Todd, I want you to take a listen to this comment.
To look at somebody by the color of their skin or the amount of money in their mom and dad's pocket and say, you can't go to this school or you can go to this school, seems inherently unfair to me.
And let's take a guess at when that was said.
Yeah, I would have guessed 1968, but...
Right. No, that was said just a couple days ago by John Tedesco. He's a Wake County school board member in North Carolina. The school board there voted in March to end a 10-year-old diversity plan that bussed students across socioeconomic lines. Since they made that decision, which we reported on here at The Takeaway, school board meetings have been very noisy, very angry events. Just this week, 19 people were arrested, many of them members of the NAACP. Opponents say Raleigh is on the brink of resegregation, and they've been fighting to restart the busing program. Joining us now is Thomas Goldsmith, a reporter for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while since we've checked back in on this story, so maybe you could bring us up to date on, first, why this decision was made to end the busing program and where it stands now.
Well, there had been a great deal of opposition to the program over a period of 5 or 6 years, and opponents of the diversity busing program were successful in electing 4 new board members in elections last fall. That became a ruling faction on a 9-member board. There were 5 of what is now the majority that have voted to end the old diversity policy. It was not just busing, but the heart of the policy was that diversity, economic diversity, could be used as a factor in assigning kids to schools.
Okay, so the protesters, and as I said, there were 19 of them arrested just this week. The protesters are claiming that this is going to resegregate the school systems in Raleigh. Is that correct?
It's correct that they're claiming that, depending on how a new plan is structured, it could result in schools that have high minority populations. We already have some schools of that sort, which is one of the things that the new board is saying as part of their defense of the new position. The growth in Raleigh was such that the old school board was having difficulty keeping to its goal of having no more than 40% of kids with who were on the free and reduced lunch program.
Well, and that's been the big issue here, that segregation is still a problem in Raleigh, North Carolina, as it is in many areas of the country. Does the school board that voted to end this busing program, did they offer any other solutions to the problem of segregation in the school systems?
They have guaranteed without specifics that the schools will not become more segregated. The key lies in the plan they're trying to develop now. We have just written this week that they are considering a plan called Controlled Choice, which would divide the city into a number of zones, each of which would reflect the diversity of Raleigh as a whole. Raleigh is a diverse city. It's possible that if they drew the lines in a certain way, that the schools would remain integrated to the degree they are now. If they were drawn in another way, if they took a purely neighborhood schools approach, it's quite likely that there could be schools of 80-90% poor and or minority students.
Well, Thomas Goldsmith, let me play for you this sound. That's protesters at the school board meeting chanting as Reverend William Barber and Reverend Nancy Petty of the NAACP were arrested outside the school board meeting. How big have these protests been?
I'll give you numbers rather than try to characterize them. The downtown march was probably between 700 and 1,000 people, which is, it's a lot of people if you get them in the backyard. It's not a mass march of tens of thousands of people. At the school board itself, there's a limit on the number of people they've been allowing in the room. The school board that led, the arrests within the meeting that took place just the other day, there were 16 people arrested inside. The Reverends Barber and Petty and another gentleman were arrested outside. So they are extremely impassioned and vocal opponents of this plan. It remains an open question how widely that protest is reflected in the wider community.
I think it's fair to say, though, Thomas, that this the ending of this busing program has brought up a kind of issues that have been underlying there for quite some time, not just along minority lines, but also, as you said, among socioeconomic lines and urban versus rural lines. How are the people of Raleigh responding to this?
Well, the people of Raleigh, as a rule, would be more aligned to the old board's position, partly because Raleigh's a Democratic city within Wake County, which has been a blue county in presidential elections, for example. The county did go for Obama. But there are more people living outside the Raleigh city limits in Wake County than within because of the high level of growth in suburbia. So it's quite difficult to tell. There was a poll that the school board did of school parents that showed a high level of satisfaction with the schools. However, in the suburban communities where the elections took place last fall, the new board members did win convincing elections. They say they have a mandate for change. Indeed, there are large numbers of people who did want change in the school system because of high levels of reassignment, and there was a policy of mandatory year-round school to deal with growth. There are quite legitimate points on both sides of this debate. The segregation issue, there was no one standing up and saying that there should be segregation in our schools. The ruling majority will tell you quite forcefully that's not what they're looking for. Mr. Tedesco is saying race is not really the civil rights issue of our day. Economic segregation is the civil rights issue. It's in part a generational thing. It's part, as you say, rural and urban. It's Democratic and Republican. It's old Raleigh versus the new suburbs. It's taking place on a number of different planes.
Well, it's one of those issues, as we were talking about yesterday, that's much more complicated than it seems. Thomas Goldsmith, a reporter with the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina.